This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Thank you for joining us for hour number three. We do this every night from 7 p.m. Eastern to 10 p.m. Eastern. And in studio tonight, it's myself, Chris.
I'm Ian.
And I'm Nobody, the artist formerly known as Rich Paul.
And I wanted to tell you about ForkFest. ForkFest 2019, which promises to be better than ForkFest 2018.
And I suspect it will.
I think it will be, too. I know I'm starting to see a whole lot of buzz online.
Nothing will ever top SpoonFest in 1973, though. That was the cutlery event that will never be repeated.
Join liberty-minded volunteers, anarchists, and libertarians this summer from June 13th through June 18th.
It's coming up fast. One month.
For ForkFest 2019, less than a month away at Rogers Campgrounds in the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire. ForkFest happens right before the Porcupine Freedom Festival, and ForkFest is decentralized, which means no one is in charge. That also means there's no ticket cost. Just reserve your camping or RV or motel room, your site or motel room at Rogers Campground from June 13th to 18th, and you're there. You can simply relax and go camping with other liberty lovers, so you can create whatever experience or event you'd like others to have. If you're planning an event for ForkFest, be sure to let others know in advance. You can connect with other ForkFesters via the unofficial Telegram chat or the ForkFest forum. Links to those are on the unofficial website ForkFest.party. That's ForkFest.party.
Free Talk Live will be broadcasting from the event. Looking forward to it. And there's already a few different people talking about, like, creating food vendorships there, like having food tents and that sort of thing. And I'm excited about that. I think Rich Paul's even one of them.
Yeah, I'm definitely considering doing the chili thing.
Mm-hmm. Chili?
I know my roommate's actually acquired some equipment, so, like, he's pretty serious about it. So at the very least, there's going to be a couple. Last year, most people were going down the street to the restaurant nearby that actually except at Crypto,
right.
Which was cool, because there was literally nothing at ForkFest 2018, except in the mornings. Patrick was doing burritos, and he was backed up. He had so many orders, he couldn't handle it. There was a waiting list to get a burrito in the morning, because there was nobody else cooking. So there was a real opportunity there, so I expect some people are going to fill those gaps.
That's what happens at ForkFest. Mm-hmm. Markets reveal things that are in demand, and people will step up, and hopefully people will step up.
I hope so.
Because food's a good thing to have. It's not, you're going camping, you know.
Yeah.
You are going to be, you plan on probably one meal where it's going to be hot dogs and beans over a campfire and stuff like that. But it's nice to see what other people do, and that's always my favorite.
I would buy hot dogs and beans if somebody offered them.
If it was that bad. Was it Venezuela? Was that what it...
Well, no, it wasn't Venezuela, because legally we could just cross the border to McDonald's.
Trump wasn't blocking flights out of ForkFest to go downtown.
Yeah. But, you know, that's, to me, the worst thing about the Venezuela sanctions, because, really, I mean, the sanctions don't mean a pot of piss next to the actual damage that socialism has done in Venezuela.
Sure.
But... The sanctions give the commies the excuse.
Yes.
Oh, everything would have worked if it hadn't been for that $250,000 of sanctions by the United States. That's what sunk us.
And they literally do blame the sanctions.
Yeah.
Maduro has been pointing at the United States as the reason, which, of course, you know, the suggestion there, the unspoken version, is that, well, in order for socialism to succeed, they have to be able to trade with, you know, more free market countries.
I hate to break this to people. I happen to be of a older generation than these two young bucks. But I remember reading the same crap coming out of the Soviet Union talking about how they cannot get, you know, the reason the stores or grocery stores are empty is because, you know, the U.S. is not sending us food that they had promised to sell us. Yeah. You know? And this was
and
the story over there.
This is tried and true totalitarianism. There always has to be a scapegoat. You remember the two-minute hates from 1984? What was the guy's name that they... that they hated.
You're talking about the book?
Yeah.
I didn't read it.
I have.
Really?
I can't remember.
I can't remember the name of the guy, but there was this one guy that they like blamed all the problems. Everything that they went wrong was sabotaged by this one guy who was running around the country. Yeah, exactly. The opposite of the great man. Or in Animal Farm, Napoleon had Snowball.
Right.
Who was the scapegoat when the windmill fell. They had to blame it on Snowball because it couldn't be a failure of our good socialists.
Yeah. Right. Same thing was true in North Korea, where they blamed the United States for the power outages.
Oh, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. It wasn't bad centrally managed power company. It was the United States. They're sabotaging our power grid.
Mm-hmm.
They're destroying things secretly.
Yes, yes. And it's not just smaller countries. This was modus operandi in the USSR, the largest, not even the largest experiment in socialism, China.
China.
China did the same thing. You know, all our ills, everything that's going well, the few things that were going well, are all, you know, give all credit to Chairman Mao.
But
anything evil, anything that's not going well, it's the enemies of communism.
Mm-hmm. Okay, but give credit to Chairman Mao where credit is due, because the whole running dog capitalist lackey thing was hilarious all through the 70s. Everybody was a running dog something or other.
I'm not familiar with this.
The Maoist propaganda involved a lot of calling people running dog capitalist lackeys and just very colorful prose that was hilarious.
What do they got against running dogs?
Yeah, I don't know. They hated dogs of all kinds, which is funny because they eat dogs.
Yeah.
So maybe they have to stay mad at dogs to eat them?
I didn't get to try any dog.
I know that there are places there that there's
was that on your list?
A dog eating festival.
They have that, yeah, in China. It's still going to this day. Dog festival.
They try to make sure it doesn't interfere should they ever have the Olympics over there. They don't want anything like that to be seen.
Right. That's true.
Yeah.
No, I don't think they do it in... I don't know how common it is in Japan. It is definitely more common, apparently, in Korea and in some parts of China.
Well, Japan, I don't think, has ever been... I mean, they've always been pretty wealthy compared to the rest of Southeast Asia. They've done pretty well for themselves.
Absolutely. We're going to go to the phones where we have Ron. Ron is listening on Twitch. Ron, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, what's on your mind, Ron?
Recently...
Can you turn him up, please?
Yeah, I'm trying here. Can you speak a little closer to your microphone?
Yes.
Or to your headset?
Can you hear me?
Much better.
Can you hear me?
Okay. Yep.
So yesterday, I guess Alabama, they signed the abortion bill into law. They signed I think it was like one of the most restrictive abortion bills in the country. And I was wondering, because I know that abortion is considered a divisive issue amongst libertarians. So I was wondering what you guys personally thought about the issue.
Well, me personally, I hate abortion. I hate the idea of taking another life or a potential life. And the dilemma is I also respect a woman's right to have some say over her own body. It's one that I don't always have a snap decision. The problem I have on the whole issue is that my son was born successfully after a very bad pregnancy, and I saw about 13 different sonograms, so it's hard for me to imagine a baby as anything else.
Well, my religion would say that under certain circumstances, you're morally obligated to abort a child. And so I would say that there are cases in which the Alabama law might actually impose on my religious freedom. And I think that would be a very interesting case if it ever comes to light.
Ron, I'd like to talk a little bit more about this because I know it's been a big subject on social media and a lot of news stories out about it. The Alabama abortion bill, what do you think? Are you for it? Are you against it? Right? Wrong? Give us a call, 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live.
This is a special alert for business owners, consultants, coaches, folks planning retirement, entrepreneurs, and anyone who is saving and investing to build a financial future. You are likely aware that financial privacy for most people has recently died a miserable death. And let's face it, without privacy, there really is no security, is there? Bankrupt governments and banks on the verge of collapse are perhaps the biggest threat to your financial future today. The Lighthouse Law Club recognizes this and has been working diligently to provide safe, secure, and productive tools to ensure your privacy, your financial security, and your future financial well-being, despite the catastrophes which many people fear are looming ahead of us. Find out more with a variety of free videos on the YouTube channel for Lighthouse Law Club. Just search YouTube for Lighthouse Law Club and secure your future today.
Are you concerned that the values that made America great are no longer taught in schools? Well, I am, so I got my son the Tuttle Twins children's book series.
My name is Jack, and I'm 11, and I just finished the Tuttle Twins series. It taught me about liberty, free market, economics, and entrepreneurship.
Give all the young people in your life a chance at reason and clear thought, because they're not going to get it at school. There are 9 books in the series, and each one teaches a set of ideas that children aren't getting elsewhere. Go to TuttleTwins.com and use coupon code FTL to get 40% off. That's TuttleTwins.com. I believe the crypto winter is over. That is... If true, means that crypto prices may be on the rise and more news will be on the horizon. Get the latest and freshest crypto news at news.bitcoin.com. They have a real staff that does real reporting, not the rehashed stuff you're getting from most crypto news outlets. I am proud and happy to say that news.bitcoin.com is my first stop for all news crypto related. News.bitcoin.com. Don't forget that you can get a free Bitcoin Cash wallet and free Bitcoin Cash at free.bitcoin.com. Free crypto at free.bitcoin.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com. Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. That's free as in freedom, 855-450-3733. In studio, it's Chris
and Ian.
And Nobody, the artist formerly known as Rich Paul.
And we've been We've been all over the board. We were talking about Venezuela, but we had a caller who wanted to discuss the action by the Alabama legislature, and as I guess the governor has signed this, I haven't followed the story that closely, but this idea that abortions need to be much, much, much harder in Alabama. One of the things I've seen on social media is now that the crime, or the penalty for having an abortion is now greater than the penalty for rape. I don't know if that's true. I don't know. But I'm going to do some research.
I don't know either. I'd be interested to see what the text of the law actually said.
That would be a great thing to have to refer to. But we are going to go back with Ron. He's listening on Twitch. Ron, are you still there?
Hi. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yeah. So, I mean, I've seen multiple times. I mean, personally, I'm pro-life because
and can you speak a little closer to your microphone?
It may be a network issue.
Hello.
Go ahead, Ron.
But yeah. So me personally, I'd say I'm pro-life because my view on it is that it's a violation of abortion is a violation of the NAP. And I've seen some people that
stands for non-aggression principle.
But I mean, I was just interested because I know a lot of people make different arguments. Some people say, oh, well, it's not a human yet. So I was just interested to see what you guys thought of that.
Yeah, this is an issue that I think has been lovingly described as talk radio hell, because every individual has a different opinion about it. Even people who call themselves libertarians have different opinions about this, widely varying opinions, because not everybody agrees on when this thing becomes an actual human. Some people think it's as soon as the sperm touches the egg. Others say that it's some arbitrary amount of weeks between, that point and the point at which birth happens.
And the latest moving target that we talked about is this trend to do heartbeat. You know, whenever a heartbeat is detectable, that is when the zygote, the baby, is considered a baby, and I can argue abortion with myself. You know, I've felt both sides of this issue, and it's not an easy one.
I don't think that, by the way, once again, and almost every time this topic comes up, it's always a bunch of dudes talking about it. We don't have any women in the studio here, but I think that from the women that I've known who've had to make this decision and chose to make the decision, the decision on its own is its own punishment. Like, if this is not an easy choice for most people to make, to have an abortion, and I think that on its own is pretty difficult to do, but it's something that should be done in a lot of circumstances, because I wouldn't want somebody to raise a child that didn't want to have that child. And maybe in the future there will be a way to sort of jettison a fetus from a woman that doesn't want it, keep it alive in some sort of scientific laboratory environment, and then give it to somebody that actually wants it. But I wouldn't want somebody that didn't want a child to have that child. That's just going to be a messed up kid.
Yeah, I mean, that's that's a problem, because the thing is, not being in a womb, being in that womb for that time is part of your development, okay? And so even though I think it's quite possible that a baby that was pulled out of a uterus and thrown into a bottle would not grow up to be a well-adjusted human being. And I would certainly say that a parent has a right still to say, I don't want my child subjected to that. You know, there may be reasons that you don't want to have a child. Maybe you're an alcoholic and you believe that alcoholism is a genetic disease and you don't want to put your child through that. Well, you have that right as parent. Okay? Because every person has a right to commit suicide.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Well, the parents have the right to exercise any right that child has on behalf of the child until the child, so the parent can consent to medical care for the child. If the child is sufficiently sick, the parent could euthanize the child morally under certain circumstances. And that's what I look at. That's how the church looks at abortion, is you should have an abortion if you were situated as the fetus is situated, you would want to be aborted.
Yeah, it's
so you put yourself in the patient's place.
Hold on, Ron, go ahead.
Can I just decide, because the problem with that argument that I have is, I mean, with you, I agree you should be allowed to end your own life whenever you want, because you can, because that's your own well-being. I mean, I don't think the government should be telling you how you're going to live your life. But the problem that I have is that there's not really much of a way for that fetus or that child or whatever you want to call it to say, oh, yeah, I consent to have my life ended.
Yes.
I understand that, you know.
The fetus doesn't have the ability to consent. It's not an actual, in my opinion, it's not a real human being at that point.
Until when?
Mm-hmm. I don't know.
I mean, yeah, do we abort one-year-olds because their parents decide they can no longer take care of them?
Well, yeah, you know, there are some circumstances in which that might be appropriate. I mean, if you look back in history, and you know, an ethical system has to be able to work in all stages of economic development. So let's look back at the ancient Greeks and Romans. When a child was born deformed, or when a child was born who was not likely to grow into a healthy, productive adult, they would expose that infant.
Right.
And that was the reason that they did that, is because that conserved the resources that were required to keep the rest of the society alive.
I get
alive.
But it's kind of hard to argue that in an age of plenty.
Ages.
Yeah. Hey, Ron,
but we're not in an age of plenty globally. We're in an age of plenty in America.
Well, and that's where we're talking about specifically. We're talking about Alabama. And we'll keep going here. Dylan calling in from Portland, Maine. Listening to 1310, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Got to turn that down.
Got to
turn it down.
Put them on hold. Turn down your radio.
Yep, you got to turn the radio down. Normally, I would think our board operator would inform folks of that, but
we're going to go Jack in Jackson, Michigan. Jack, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yes, Michigan. Thank you. Just want to address the one thing you said. One of you, I'm not sure which guy said. I don't know you by names. I don't know how to associate your name with your voice.
We'll try
you
to
mentioned,
help you.
You mentioned if a parent should not have, should doesn't want to raise a child, they should not have to. That is foolish. Then don't get pregnant.
I don't think anybody said that.
Yeah, you did. Yes, you did.
Well, stand by. We can talk more about it.
We're going to put you on hold. Let's come back and we'll talk about it.
Hang on. We'll talk to you. Hang on.
Hold on. What do you think? A divisive topic, as always.
I agree with him. Don't have a kid, but sometimes people make mistakes.
Exactly. 855-453. This is Free Talk Live.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Fellow patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state, until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
U.S.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
In the headlines at this hour at the White House, President Trump outlining his immigration plan, which includes immigrants learning English and taking a civics test.
A big proportion of those immigrants must come in through merit and skill.
In other news, New York City Mayor Progressive Bill de Blasio announcing he's running for president. President Trump tweeting about it, saying the Dems are getting another beauty to join their group. Bill de Blasio of New York City, considered the worst mayor in the U.S. He is a joke, capital letters. But if you like high taxes and crime, he's your man. New York City hates him, exclamation point.
I can't believe it. I just heard that the worst mayor in the history of New York City, and without question, the worst mayor in the United States, is now running for president. It will never happen. I'm pretty good at predicting things like that.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live, 855-453. That's our toll-free number, 855-450-3733. We've been dealing with a bunch of calls about Alabama's controversial ban, near ban on abortions, according to the governor who signed this into law. Considered the most restrictive anti-abortion bill, abortion law on the books in any state. She doesn't even expect it to hold up to a challenge in court, but she hopes that it will provide a court case that may challenge Roe v. Wade, and that seems to be the goal of this thing. Under this law, any doctor who
If it actually gets fought to the Supreme Court and wins, that's like the ultimate standing up in court. But she expects it to suffer appeal. She's expecting to lose the first appeal, but win in the Supreme Court.
That's her hope. Under this law, any doctor who performs a abortion could face life in prison.
Oh my God.
Yeah, so it's pretty crazy.
That's
stuff.
That's insane. Yeah. I mean, murderers don't go to prison for life.
Yes, that is correct. And there's a bunch of insanity. Again, it just really appears to be more about stirring up a issue that is already, as we've seen with our calls tonight, very emotional.
Well, and we also had a caller who dropped off the line, right? Like, he called in to just do a drive-by at Rich Paul, I think.
Yeah.
That was it. He yelled a little bit, and
he said, "If you don't want a child, don't have sex, or don't make one or whatever." And
yeah.
Like,
no. He actually said that I said that if you don't want to raise a child, you don't have to, and that's not quite what I said ever.
Yeah. And I certainly don't advocate. I think the cruelest thing is to imagine that your birth control method is abortion. I don't even know if that actually occurs.
I've dated two women who have had abortions. Neither of the children were mine. But before they knew me, each of them had an abortion, and both of them said it was an extremely painful experience. Yeah. One of them had a psychotic break afterwards.
Wow. I don't know.
So, yeah, this is not something that is not easy, unless, of course, you're a sociopath.
Mm-hmm.
If you're a sociopath, it would be really easy to have an abortion. And if you're a sociopath, if you're listening, I want you to have an abortion if you're pregnant. But you don't care because you have no sense of right and wrong.
Yeah, exactly. We're going to go back to the phones. We're going to try Dylan again. We had a bunch of noise last time. Dylan, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, sorry about the static earlier, guys.
That's all right.
It wasn't static. It was you were playing the show in the background.
It did sound like
Yeah. First time call, so I'm learning.
That's all right.
No worries.
Listen on hold. Anyway.
I like a ton of the points you guys are making tonight. I really, really appreciate it. It's such a double-edged sword, like you're saying. Like, it's so hard to make the decision. So it's just like, why don't we leave this up to autonomy? Why don't we leave this up to the individual? Of course, there's people who are going to take advantage of the system, and there's people who are going to do bad things with what you can do with this freedom. That's one of my talking points. And then the other one is just like, do you think, on the law basis, do you think more states are going to fall into suit on this and try to propose laws like this? I'm going to hang up and listen to you on the radio. Thanks, guys. Really appreciate
it. No worries. Thanks for the call, Dylan.
Are more states going to follow suit?
Well, we did do a story about four or five or six different states that are all jumping on board with the heartbeat abortion laws. Saying that life begins as soon as you can detect a heartbeat. And to me, that is such a sliding scale. What we can technologically detect today is going to be different 2 years from now. Do you know what I mean?
Right. Well, there is a finite point at which the heart begins to beat, though.
Sure. But
I think it's probably detectable at the point that it starts beating.
Maybe, maybe not. But then will the anti-abortioners advocate, when we can first detect, EKG, something coming from a brain. You know, that's a technological advancement that we haven't hit yet, but maybe they will. And is the goal just to keep moving the bar back until it, by default, outlaws all abortions?
Well, that's their goal. And the funny thing is, if you look at what would happen in this if it was solved purely democratically, what I would imagine would be that pro-choicers would be able to keep the right to choose until the pro-lifers outnumbered them. Okay, and then the pro-lifers will be able to outlaw abortion. Well, at that point, the pro-choicers will start having more children. Okay, so slowly the number of pro-choicers will build up until they legalize abortion again, and then the number of pro-choicers will start to fall. And so the point is that any time the opponents of abortion outlaw abortion, their enemies will just outbreed them until they can undo it. So just give it up, guys.
They're working against themselves unintentionally.
And the thing is, I wish this was being argued on a larger plane, because I want your right. I want to see somebody protesting for your right to make your own insulin in your bathtub, if you know how.
Mm-hmm. Well, to the pro-lifers out there, and I'm pretty much pro-life. Like I said, I can argue this thing in my head, because there are so many different ways, different situations you could imagine it going either way. But I wish pro-lifers would be pro-life when it comes to dropping bombs in the Middle East.
Yeah.
When it
what
comes,
about those human beings?
Yeah. Or it comes to the war on drugs. When it comes to overdoses because people are buying crap on the streets. These are all lives Tell me again. Every life matters, right?
And of course, the same thing is going to happen if you outlaw the abortion pill or the morning after pill. You're going to have people getting poisoned because people are putting garbage out as an abortion pill on the black market.
Right.
You know, anytime you create a black market, that kind of thing is going to go on in it. And the famous back alley abortion where the mother dies. That's always a threat to the life of the mother.
Yep. Yep, absolutely. We're going to go to the phones where we have Sarah in Albuquerque. Sarah, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Yes, Intel, that company, they're going to hire another 300 local workers here. Which
in New Mexico?
Yes.
So, have you warned them yet? Sarah, you just called in 2 days ago. Telling me not to ask people to come visit people in New Mexico because they will die.
In a car accident, right?
Right. So have you written to the people at Intel? Or maybe you can get in a hold of a list of people that may be considering these jobs and urge them not to come.
Well, the thing is, Intel, that company, they have been in the Rio Rancho, the city. They have been there for the last 20, 30 years or so.
How many are still surviving?
I think they already have 1,200 workers. They're going to close their company down, and they're really downsized. And now they're going to go back to hiring 300 local workers again.
I feel
so
for those people.
Hold on. So they had a 1,000 workers, and they're downsizing, but now they're hiring more workers?
Well, they used to have, 20 years ago, they used to have a lot of workers, and they downsized. And,
was that because they were trying to keep them safe from car accidents? I mean, how do they keep them? How do they get them to work every day in an armored vehicle?
Well, do you remember Brain Drain? Remember I was telling you one of the reasons that they
you mean the feeling our listeners get when you come on the air?
Oh, jeez.
Brain Drain. All of the educated ones, they have left out of our state, and they find out that people that work there, they're actually illiterate. Because you know what? Their
illiterate.
Sisters and their brothers, you know who fill out their applications? Their wives. Their brothers.
Do the literacy tests have words like stop, yield, walk?
No.
Don't you couldn't read yours?
So they find out they were illiterate after they got the job, and they worked there for a whole year. They screwed everything up, and then they decided, we're going to give you a literacy test, and they can't read or write, but they got a job.
Unbelievable. Sarah,
that's enough.
Sarah, we got to go. Thank you for your call. I do appreciate it. 855-450-FREE. Final segment coming up. Give us a call. You can still get on the air. This is Free Talk Live.
Would you like to hang out with Penn Jillette? He's keynoting Freedom Fest this year. I, for one, am thrilled. Freedom Fest is the largest liberty-oriented gathering in the world. They take a Big Ten approach with libertarians, conservatives, liberals, anarchists, capitalists, and just open-minded people mingling together to hear real debates, share real solutions, and converse freely. This year's theme is the Wild West, a time of liberty and opportunity, or a time of anarchy and violence. Maybe both. Go to freedomfest.com/FTL and get your tickets now. freedomfest.com/FTL. Not convinced yet? Hey, I understand. It's a high-end event. Even with coupon code FTL50, sure, you're likely to receive investment advice that'll make that sum seem paltry. But I have something special for you. Go to freedomfest.com/FTL and you'll get the 5 best speeches from last year for free. Call it a test drive. Do yourself a favor and go to freedomfest.com/FTL. freedomfest.com/FTL. Use coupon code FTL50 for a discount.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If
you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, final segment, 855-453. We'd love to get you on the air before we wrap things up, but I wanted to give a little shout-out. This isn't a kind of radio show where, hey, I'd like to give a shout-out. But in this case, I want to say thank you to Libertarian Banker. He is one of our listeners. He is a dedicated listener who's also a member of our AMP program. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote, and he is a gold listener, which means that he has made a financial pledge of $10 every month to go towards free markets and liberty by helping us get on more radio stations. That's where the money goes for us to get on more radio stations and spread the message of liberty. And thank you, Libertarian Banker. Always a good caller, too. I love when he calls in.
Well informed.
So a good guy all around. But we are going to go to the phones where we have Andrew calling in from Jackson, Michigan. Andrew, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Hi. I was just curious of your guys' opinions on the whole Alabama abortion bill. I would consider myself more of a conservative, but listening to just the reactions of the conservatives, they're kind of, hey, we're all pro-life, but then they come out with this bill, and now they're like, well, we wanted pro-life, but we don't, that seems a bit extreme, don't you think? And I feel like in the past, conservatives kind of have that dual mindset, hey, we want this, but then when we get it as a group, it's kind of like, well, we didn't want that much. It kind of seems like a two-sided coin, and they don't necessarily really want what they're asking for.
There is an element of this that reminds me of the bump stock ban that Trump passed. Mm-hmm. It basically changed federal regulations to call bump stocks, which are accessories to firearms, to call them machine guns. And, you know, and this is typically a Republican issue, a conservative issue, gun control. And here you have a president enacting this, and you've got a lot of us who are very upset with this. This is sort of that same thing, you know, on the one hand, and a lot of Republicans are up in arms about this Alabama bill. They figure, well, you know, you really went too far. You know, we could never do that. And it just seems like a setup for a court case. Your thoughts?
I agree, more or less. I think it will end up kind of going to the court. I don't necessarily... I thought Missouri's kind of had a better take, a more gradual, like, hey, you know, we're going to start here, but if it doesn't last, we'll go to 12 weeks. If that doesn't pass, we'll go to 20 weeks. It was more of a gradual plan. And then this looks just to be, put into law, but then it immediately go to the courts. It almost seems like it was just kind of set up to just more or less, challenge Roe v. Wade rather than to actually slowly increment a more pro-life law.
Well, that's what the governor is saying. Signed this into law. Governor Ivey signed it into law and said that's exactly what she expects to happen. I don't know. The thing about abortion, can there ever be a compromise? Can there ever be both sides coming together and say, yep?
I think the best compromise is federalism.
Yeah.
I really do, that some states should... have them their abortion laws, and that other states should not have abortion laws. That's the best short-term compromise, I think. And then if you end up in a state that doesn't match your inclination, you can always vote with your feet.
Yes.
So that, you know, either your daughter or your grandchild is not at risk or whatever, depending on how you look at it.
Yeah, well, and, you know, they no one is standing up there saying, well, you've got to look at Article 3, Clause 4, where the founders discussed abortion. No, they never did, because this is not a federal issue. This is properly left to the states, according to the Constitution.
Yeah, no medical care is a federal issue, and that's the thing. This keeps us off. Should we have any regulations on doctors at all? Should we have an FDA? Should we have an American Medical Association? Should we have a cartel of big pharma companies that are allowed to criminalize the rest of us who choose to go to their competition? You know?
Yeah, and, I mean, that's what I was thinking. At least with Roe v. Wade, before that, the states were kind of in that situation where, like, well, yeah, we'll some of the states did allow abortion, some didn't. But then once Roe v. Wade came in, and then it became more of a federal issue and went to the Supreme Court, when the states were already kind of leaning towards, well, we'll make it legal in this state, we won't make it legal in that state, and that's where it was more federalist. But now it is federal law and so on and so forth.
Yes, and again, there's, if there were ever a challenge to R.V. Wade, I mean, that's what it should be, is the challenge about whether this should have been on the books in the first place. To me, it shouldn't.
And I'm pro-choice, and I believe that Roe versus Wade was wrongly decided. It should have been left at the state level. There was no federal consensus, and there was no reason for the federal government to intrude.
And then come up with 3 months as an arbitrary number.
Yeah,
which they did. Yeah,
yeah.
I mean, I'm pro life, but I totally agree with what you said. I mean, I do think it should be left up to the state. And if I live in a state where I don't necessarily agree, I can vote with my feet. You know,
would the pro-lifers then, if things went, you know, really, let's say we actually had the states going in the directions they wanted to, let's get rid of the federal government, we've now got 50 different states, would the pro-lifers then invade and create a war to kill the people who are having abortion in the abortion states?
Me personally, I don't think that would be the best idea, because, I mean, most pro-lifers
that's really
are,
a moral
guess,
question.
Pro- Yeah,
it, but are they though? Like, because don't a lot of pro-lifers support the military invading other countries?
Well, I'm going to give you an answer now, which is that there are some pro-lifers that would feel the need to impose that on the whole world, and there are some who wouldn't. The question is which ones will get political control, and that can't be predicted.
Right, but we've already seen bombings of abortion clinics. I mean, that happens left and right. Killings, right. Left and right. I'm not going to be that
guy
that sensationalizes this.
An evil in somebody else's jurisdiction is always more tolerable than an evil in your jurisdiction. If they were doing female circumcision in New Hampshire, that would bother me. Not enough that I would probably go to war to tell them or, you know, violently force them to stop, but that's pretty horrific.
It is. Andrew, thank you for your call. It's a good point, and I think, you know, again, you have the hardcore anti-abortion side that, you know, I don't know if they really have defended bombings of abortion clinics, but I think some of them, at least secretly, probably went, got what was coming to them. We're going to go back to the phones where we've got David calling in from Albuquerque, New Mexico. David, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, Judge, Sheriff Judge Keith White strikes again. Turns out that that's the judge that he took all that $162,000 out of the sheriff's department and kept it for himself, sold some guns, stuff like that.
And then was appointed.
I said, sweet. It's good to be in the gang.
Yeah.
And then was appointed judge to try his own case.
Oh, really?
Exactly.
Oh, that guy. Yeah.
And it turns out that before Sheriff Judge Sheriff was either sheriff or judge, and stole all that stuff and was selling it at his old mill feed store in Moriarty, New Mexico on his Facebook page. There you can see the guns he's selling. Turns out he was an APD cop in 2004. When he decided to resign instead of being fired while he was under investigation for he had arrested a DWI suspect and stole $700 from the guy in the process. So it turns out he did that.
Oh, wow.
Too.
This guy is a one-man gang. At least it's got to be some temporary entertainment.
He's not a one-man gang. He's got backup.
Well, that's true. That's true.
He's got his wife working for him, Jennifer, over there selling the stolen goods, fencing the stolen goods over at the old mill feed store.
So is the noose tightening here on this guy? I mean,
it's looking like it. It's looking like Judge Sheriff Chair Judge of APD retired or quit. He looks like he's going to be facing some jail time. Unless he gets probation like everybody else in New Mexico. There's a dude that committed a second degree murder as a juvenile, like they fingered Mark for, only this dude got probation instead of 9 years in prison. So,
holy
Sheriff Judge
moly.
Will probably get probation.
What is it about crimes against children that everybody's getting probation on them? It's not just Arizona or New Mexico.
Call.
It's all over the country. There's been a wave of these stories I've been reading. What the hell?
It's been craziness. But that's all the time we have left for tonight. Here on Free Talk Live, thank you for listening. This is Chris.
And Ian. See you tomorrow.
And nobody.
And we hope to hear from you soon. Free Talk Live.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Extendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. and they were able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.